You do have like this little intervening time where it looks like it really is new, and it really could be new. But if you haven't changed your mind, I guarantee you you're going to recreate it again and again and again and again, because you are the projector and they are the screen. Now they exist too. They're not just figments of your imagination, but you're going to only see in them your thoughts about them, regardless of who they are. And the person that you have the most inaccurate perception of is the person you have the greatest personal investment in. So you are number one. Probably your perception of yourself, number one, is the most inaccurate.
Yes.
Because you probably have the most personal investment in your own ideas about yourself. And then whoever is the most special to you is the next one you're probably misperceiving horribly. Because they're the one that you have the deepest scripts and fantasies about. So all of my projection, I love you, so I'm going to give it as much of it as I can to you. Because I love you. Okay? So when I say things like this, that's when I always experience the deadly core silence. You notice that? When you start talking about you're responsible for what you are experiencing and it's coming from you, that's not usually perceived with joy. Even though what you're hearing is the answer to your freedom.
Totally.
If it's within you, there's nothing that can trap you. If it's within you, there's nothing that can limit you. If you get depressed because I say it's in you, you get depressed because you got the key out.
Well, what is the key out?
It's your thoughts. Change those suckers. You got a whole book full of new thoughts. Forget the fact that you're programmed. That means you can be reprogrammed. Don't focus on the fact that you've been programmed. Just don't be lazy about changing your mind.
So bringing in the lessons again and reminding yourself.
I'm sorry. It's going to be the same answer as long as you come. And that's why I'm so glad to do it. I was a little bit faster during the Renaissance, but I'm really slow. You know. You're right. It is. And you know what's such a trip, Deanne? Is the fact that we have the answer right before us, and we won't use it. The answer is in this book. It's full of new interpretations and new thoughts that produce new results. You don't even have to think them up. Okay, they're given as a gift. Okay, but the old self is so powerful in us, and sometimes our desire to be right is so powerful in us that we will not admit that our thoughts are screwed up, wrong, don't serve us, and go to the new thoughts. We'd be too busy defending the old ones because our experience seems to validate them. But your physical experience will always validate your thoughts. So you can't use your physical experiences to prove or disprove anything I'm saying. Your physical experiences just reflect what you think. They're lovely liars. Your eyes are lovely liars. They just reflect back to you whatever you believe. They don't reflect back to you the truth. They reflect back to you what you believe to be the truth.
Yes.
And what you believe to be the truth, is which we call our truth, is not the truth. You know? Everybody has their truth. But there is a truth that we all get to in a variety of ways, and not just A Course in Miracles. So please don't mistake me saying like this, like people do with the Bible, this is the only way. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that for some people, this is the way that works to bring them to the same place everybody else is going to come to in another way. But we're clear about that. Earl is not trying to sell y'all, and this is the only way. It's just the way that works for me and the other people that it worked for. Now, it may work for you. And I'm here for the people that want to use it. But I'm certainly not saying this is the only way. I'm so glad this is the only way. I don't know what to do, because it speeds the process up. If we can come to the same place in a variety of ways, then it would be for all of us to have to agree on one way and try to do that way. We can all see that would take much longer. Well, to get everybody to come to the same path, that'd take forever. But to go, you have your own path, and your path will lead you to the same place of love and truth, that's a beautiful plan. That way you can do it the way that works for you, and at the same time we arrive at the same destination. It's like you coming to peace by way of Colfax and me doing it by way of Ray Street. But I'm not going to shoot you down because you came down Colfax. And what we're arguing about is just the roads we're using to get to the same place. That's what everybody's fighting about. My road is the road, and I'm going to condemn your road. You're going down Vine Street, and that's sinful. You know, you got to come down Race to get the peace, and then you're going to heaven. So it's the roads that the court says it's the means that we're arguing about to get to the exact same place. And when you become conscious, the first thing you want to do is support a person in getting their way quickly, because that's the path of least resistance for them. You see what I'm saying? So what the course is saying to us today is you must understand that if you want to get rid of the problem, that you must realize it's in your own mind and not outside your mind before you can get rid of it. And then the very next sentence says, and why you must get rid of it before you can see the world as it is. In other words, I keep hearing there's this loving, incredible world out here that the course and these truth books are always talking about. Mm-hmm. This incredible, divine, loving experience, right? And he said, why don't you see it? Well, the reason why you don't see it is because of your own thoughts, and you're looking through everything through the filter of your own thoughts. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
If I had on green sunglasses, everybody in this room would have a green tint to them. But it's because of the lens I'm using. None of you all would actually be green. But to me, you'd be green. You got it?
Yeah.
So when you're looking at me, you're looking at me through the lens of your own mental sunglasses. And I am not the color that you're seeing me. But if I wore the green glasses all the time, I think that's the way everything is. And to me, it would be a fact. What do you mean there is no green people? I see green people everywhere. That's the same as saying, all men are no good. I see no good men everywhere. All women are no good. I see no good women everywhere. There are no loving people in the world. I don't see loving people anywhere. Yeah, you wearing the no loving people shades. No loving people shades. I'm making you have a life full of people who don't love you.
Yes.
Because you've seen somebody seem to mistreat you and treat somebody else just wonderful.
Yeah.
That person seems to be able to plug into one aspect of them that you seem unable to tune into. Because you're not on that wavelength. You expect them to get that back without really seeing it in your heart, in your mind. Okay, so that was one paragraph.
Wow, that was a good one.
Okay, now, for let's say about 5 minutes for discussion and general destruction of all the truth we just heard. So, let's go for it.
I don't have a thing to say.
I love questions and comments. Yes.
So are we antagonistic in our minds? Because of the separation?
Yes. Yeah, we think
we're mad at God that we chose to separate?
Well, according to the courts, we think we're separate from source. Mm-hmm. We think we're separate from God. Right. We think we're separate from each other.
Right.
And from that belief in separation, all fear and all conflict ensue. Exactly. It's all rooted in thinking I'm different from you. Just because it looks like our bodies are different. But we're not different at all. We think the same things at different times, right? That's all we really do. All of us think the same things at different times.
And do the same things
at different times.
So we don't hate ourselves and project that on other people and make them the targets of really our own self-hatred. Is that right?
We hate whatever we think in our own minds is what we are projecting and perceiving. But all of our thoughts are not conscious. So sometimes when we're told the truth, we don't relate to it as if we think all of our thoughts consciously.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like we act like we are aware of all our thoughts. Yes. So as soon as someone says something to us, we go, well, I don't think that way. Oh, you're aware of every thought that you have?
And that's scary. How do you, when you're not conscious of all your thoughts and then your thoughts are creating things in your life, then you're